You're listening to Podonomics with your host, Lisa Barnes of Caprica Interactive Marketing.
Man, what a week. This week has been so difficult, and primarily because I've been doing everything I can to just focus on getting this book done. So I'm writing a book. It's called Podcasting for Profit. And the 250-page manuscript is due April 15th. And I'm keeping that deadline just quite simply because even if I extend it, it means I'll still be in the same position 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, a month from now. So April 15th is what I'm gunning for. And I was chatting with a couple other writers who wrote books and just giving me some advice. And one of them that really stuck out was Andy Walker from labrats.tv. He kind of gave me, the advice he gave me was just so profound. He said to me, you know, I admitted to him that I hadn't worked on my manuscript in about 5 days and just couldn't bring myself to doing so, and I had no clue why. And so all he said to me was that I needed to sit back and just look at what's holding me back. Why can't I get this done? And not from the perspective of why I can't write, but from the perspective of what are my fears. So I sat back and I started to write out my fears. What did I fear the most? And once I figured that out, then suddenly I felt the need to write again. So I do want to thank Andy Walker for really helping me to identify something so that I could resume the process and get this manuscript done. So over the last, 48 hours, I interviewed 15 podcasters all making money from podcasting. And the way I'm looking at it is that there's a direct way to make money and then there's an indirect way. The direct way is through sponsorships and advertising, selling your content or licensing it. The indirect way is, what is a podcast doing to raise your profile? Are you getting more speaking engagements, more media interviews? And over the next several episodes, I'm going to take a look at advertising and sponsorship. And many podcasters feel differently towards that. Some think it's the holy grail. And yes, sponsorship and advertising is the way to go. And in this week's episode, Andy Walker, who's the co-host and producer behind Labrats TV, will talk about advertising and more specifically, how to approach a company if you want to advertise. Because when it comes to podcast advertising, there are various means you could do it. You could do it on your own, or you can join a podcast network such as Podshow or Blueberry and get it done. Well, Andy Walker and his team have decided to go their own route. And so in this week's episode, he gives some tips on how you can find and secure advertising and sponsorship for your podcasts. So that's one camp. And over the next couple of episodes, I'm also going to bring to you the other aspect. And the other aspect is podcasters such as Robert Walsh, who is the co-author of Tricks of the Podcasting Masters, who believes that no advertising, no sponsorship, and he's been podcasting for about 3 years now. So I'll bring his opinions next week. But listen in to Andy Walker. And he's going to provide you some tips on how you can approach advertisers. And this is a portion of the interview. It's a portion of a 30-minute interview I did with Andy. And you will get the full version of that interview once the book is published. But for now, I'm going to provide you with a small clip of his thoughts on how to secure advertising for your podcast if you do not belong to a podcast network. One of the things you mentioned earlier is that you said that you've never sold before, formally, you weren't a salesperson. So what was your first meeting you had with a potential sponsor? What was that like, and how did you prepare for it?
I was terrified. and I put on clean underwear.
Yes, of course, that helps.
You know, and brush my teeth. And it was a telephone call of somebody I'd known for a while. But, I mean, I really was. I had this, like, in my stomach, I had this, like, knock. I thought, what if she says no? What if she says we're not good enough? What if she says, God, I wouldn't spend 25 cents on your show? You know, that was a big fear in my heart. And I picked up the phone and I talked to her, and she said, oh, yeah, it sounds like a good idea. I thought, oh, wow, cool.
Oh, wow.
You know?
That is cool.
And so we had a conversation about what it was for about 10 or 15 or 20 minutes, and then there was this big pause. It was time to talk about money. And this is what I hate talking about. I mean, I really, really hate it. But I just kind of thought, well, I just asked the question. She said, that's okay. So we have to talk about price. I said, yeah. Mm-hmm. She said, how much? I said, I don't know. I'm just going to be honest with you here. I just don't know.
Right.
I'd like to charge you $10,000 an episode.
Right.
And in fact, I think I did. I think I said to her, listen, no, I said, I don't know, but how about $1,000 an episode? And there was this big, long pause.
Yeah, you don't know what's going through their mind at that point.
No idea. And then she takes a big, deep breath and she says, well, she said, that's a little pricey for what you're offering. I said, well, make me an offer. Make me a counter offer. I don't know. She said, well, how about $150 an episode? I said, okay, total. I don't know what the value of this is, and I'm probably making a mistake here.
Right.
Said, okay, $150 an episode. I will give you an 85% discount. Like, right? What a mistake. Yeah, what a mistake.
That's too funny.
We went back to renew later and wanted to raise the rate, and there was no negotiation there. And because you started with that low price.
Right.
That's what they wanted to renew on, or if they wanted an increase, they wanted a incremental increase, right? So it was really hard. It was a hard lesson to learn.
Mm-hmm.
What I should have done is come back and said, okay, $1,000. Well, let's do an analysis against what you're getting here and got all the benefits again. And maybe let her talk me down to 900 or 800 or find what her bottom price was.
But, yes.
You know, that's what I should have done. But instead I panicked instead. But I walked out of the deal with a 6-month, you know, with a check, right?
So, yes.
And so to me it was a victory because I thought she was going to laugh at me. So it really was. It was largely about fear and actually not knowing what the value I had was to offer her. And that's what I discovered is that you have to understand what you're selling, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to find out what they need. What's their problem right now?
Yes.
And anytime I talk to an advertiser, I ask them, you know, what's going on in your business right now? What problems do you need to solve? And they'll tell you. They'll say, hey, we have this new product line coming out. We're not really sure how to market it. Or, you know, we really need to reach this particular demographic. Or one company, this wasn't podcasting. It was in a web stuff banner ad. This guy said to me, listen, I need to burn off $7,000 of my advertising budget. Can you accommodate me? I'll send you all my inventory on the site, right?
Right.
You know, so sometimes it's not about money. Sometimes it's they have to fulfill a need. They have to stop and up. They have requirements, and we all have our issues. Like, it's not always about, you know, sometimes we'll buy a more expensive airfare. Why is this convenient in there, right? So you have to ask them what's going on in their world, and, you know, what's making their marketing department tick, and what objectives do they have this quarter and this year, and what the marketing budget, you know. And then in the terms of podcasting, sometimes the magic word is experiment. You say, how much do you know about podcasting? Great question to ask, because most people say, well, not very little. And you say, well, let me tell you a bit about what podcasting is and what podvertising is and what the benefits are over and above television or radio or traditional media or whatever. And you start up with this educational conversation.
Right.
And by the end of the conversation, they have this amazing insight now into this whole new world. They can get excited. And I don't know about you, but if I see something in the store that I get excited about, I don't care what the price is. I just want a piece of it. Right? I want to close that deal. So you can actually create some sensation. And the other thing is sometimes they want to look good in front of their boss. They want to go back to their boss and say, this pretty cool thing, podcasting, here's all the benefits. I'm now an expert in it, and we should do this. Mm-hmm. Become your advocate, right?
Right.
There's lots of different ways into their hearts in that perspective. But a lot of it's about listening. Asking questions, and sitting there listening, and waiting for them to tell you what they want, and then finding a way to give them what they want based on what you want to give them, at the price you want to give them.
That's a very good point. And for anyone who's not into selling, it's I know a lot of people are afraid of that, petrified.
Yeah.
And
like you said, it's all about asking what the needs are, building that relationship, and then letting them know how you can help them fulfill that need.
Yes, it's something I call I probably stole this from some of this, the bridge conversation. What do you need? What do I want? Let's create a conversation that gets to what I'm going to give you will help me sell or achieve my goals and help you achieve your goals at the same time at a price that we both think is fair.
Absolutely.
So the bridge conversation is pretty important.
So that was Andy Walker from LabRats.tv, and I just want to sum up 5 points that he made in that interview, and in terms of selling to advertisers, especially for those of you who want to be able to secure your own sponsorship and advertising without using a podcast network. And he said 5 key things, and I wanted to just point those out. First one is to understand your prospect's problem. So he said that whenever he goes in to sell, he clearly gets an understanding as to what the problem is. What problem is that prospect currently experiencing? Number two, he demonstrates how working through his podcast can help solve that prospect's main problem. It doesn't make sense to sell something if it's not going to satisfy a need. So the second thing you should do when selling, trying to convince a company to advertise or sponsor your podcast is to demonstrate how working with your podcast can help solve their current problem. Thirdly, find out what their budget is. You heard how Andy said that the very first sponsorship spot that he sold, he started with a very high number and she brought him really low. So he said that in hindsight, what he should have done is just found out what her budget was and then fulfill it rather than selling himself short. Now, number four is that one of the things he says that's key is for many companies, this is all brand new. So position it as an experiment. Don't lock in the prospect or eventually your client into a long-term agreement, especially if podcast advertising or podcast sponsorship is something new for them. Make it short enough so that they're not committed to something that they don't really believe in, but don't make it too short that you're not able to grab the metrics and be able to show them the ROI, the return on investment. And then more importantly, number five is make your champion look good. Oftentimes with companies, someone is trying something new and the last thing they want is egg on their face. So whatever you do, whoever your champion is inside that company, whoever's the person that you've built that relationship with and you've convinced them that podcast advertising or sponsorship is the way to go, make them look good at the end of the day. Because if you don't, then you have lost a client. And it's better to make them look good and do everything you can to make them look good, to help them prove the numbers to their higher-ups, to their colleagues and peers within their workplace. And that way you can get more business from that company. Those are the 5 talking points that I got out of Andy's interview with me. And certainly that's something that you can apply to your own podcast. Okay, so here's a new feature that I'm introducing in this episode that'll be ongoing. It's called Podonomics Pick, the Podonomics Pick of the Week. And what I'll be doing is reviewing simple tools that you can use as a new and emerging podcaster. Or even if you are already one, then certainly you can use these tools as well. So one thing I discovered, I downloaded Skype, well, ages ago, but I recently downloaded Skype 3.0, and they've got a bunch of new features. But one of the things I want to draw your attention to is something called Skype Cast. And if you're already doing live events over the phone, such as teleclasses or teleseminars, Skype Cast is just another way that you can connect with an audience using a live event. And this would be live events over VoIP, voice over IP. And all you need to do is download Skype 3.0 And there'll be four tabs. Once you install it, download it, install it, then open it up. And there'll be four tabs. One tab you should click on is the one called Live. L-I-V-E, Live. And there it will show you all the live public conversations taking place. And so it goes by topic, and then it has number of participants. And you can either talk or listen live. And as a moderator, you can mute people. You can mute the whole call. You can let some people talk. You can also host up to 100 people. And it's just a really clever way to host live events, but this time not over the phone, but using voice over IP through Skype. So, and this is a great way to leverage your content. And this is one thing I always preach. I don't preach. Oh, please preach. This is one thing I always encourage my clients to do, is that instead of recreating new content from scratch for their podcasts, you should leverage existing audio or video content and use that as your podcast. So Skypecast is a great way to do that. Now, one of the drawbacks is that you cannot record any Skype calls. You'd have to use a third-party tool in order to do that. So in our next episode, I'm going to talk about a third-party tool that you can use to record your Skype calls and Skypecasts. And I get help from Pamela. So that's a hint. Pamela. So I'll talk more about Pamela next week. And no, it's not the buxom babe from who originally hailed from the West Coast in Canada. Not her. Not that Pamela. I'll talk more about Pamela and how you can use that to record your calls. So Podonomics pick of the week is Skype casting. And I encourage you to check that out by downloading Skype 3.0.
If you'd like to share your comments about this podcast, send them to info@caprica.ca. Be sure to tune in next time for your lesson in Podonomics with Lisa Barnes.